The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, my name's Oliver. I work at St George's School, and as a bit of a dare, I said I could write a podcast in less than half an hour live on the radio, so I'm going to give it a go. This week, I'm talking about Dungeons & Dragons. Dungeons & Dragons is a popular cooperative tabletop role-playing game. Players form a party or a group to embark on a fantasy adventure controlling characters in a world managed by what's called a Dungeon Master. We all use our imagination, dice, and character sheets, and the players collaborate to tell stories, fight monsters, and solve challenges. So one person's the Dungeon Master, who acts as the narrator or the referee and the creator of the world, who's kind of in charge of what's happening on the game. The other players create unique characters with specific classes, for example, like you might have a wizard or a fighter, or kind of a healer. That's kind of as part of the group of characters. The Dungeon Master describes the scene, and then all of the players decide what to do. Once they've decided what to do, the dice are rolled to determine the success or the failure. A single session is called an adventure, whilst a series of sessions forms a long-term ongoing story called a campaign. So you need these dice to play. You've got a set of polyhedral dice. So a normal standard dice has got six sides to it, so we call that a D6. But a set of polyhedral dice, you've got a D4, a D6, a D8, a D10, a D12, and a D20. So when you're rolling a D20, it's got 20 sides to it, so you obviously have, you can roll a 1 or you can roll a 20, obviously being the highest score. You've got character sheets telling you what all the different abilities and powers and health and all the characteristics of all the players' characters. You've got a rule book, which if there's any kind of disagreements, you always kind of go to the official rule book to see who's right and wrong, and that's controlled by the Dungeon Master. You use little miniature figures and maps to move around a board, and that's kind of, you go into a room, you go through the room to another room, and you kind of go around this imaginary land created in the story. I've only recently started playing Dungeons & Dragons 2 weeks ago. I joined the Hellfire Club, which is a Stranger Things reference to a popular TV show on Netflix, but it's all set up by Snacks and Ladders on St James's Street. And we meet every 2 weeks for this beginner's guide to Dungeons and Dragons. So I'm actually meeting up tonight to do my second adventure. And my character name is Nog. I am a dwarf and I am a bard, which is a fancy word for a singer. So yeah, my name's Nog and I'm a dwarf. Nice to meet you. It's an excuse for me to make some new friends, which is sometimes difficult to meet people outside of work at my age of 42. Yes, guys, I'm 42. I'm actually talking about clubs. I am actually starting a new club soon. This club is called Pints and Ponytails. And it's happening in Newport somewhere. I need to find out where it is in the next couple of weeks. But Pints and Ponytails is where dads meet up and over a drink, we braid hair on student mannequins to practice different hairstyles for my daughter, who is turning 10 in a month. So I'm Oliver. Thanks for listening.